This is the Drive Podcast with Josh Graham.
Now you're talking my language.
You can hear the Drive weekday afternoons, 3 till 6 on WSJS.
You are on a Thursday Drive. It is WSJS. News, talk, sports for the Triad, where a trailer was released for the new college football video game today, and the Charlotte Hornets have suddenly become the 90s Bulls. As a result, morale has never been higher for the producer of this show, Will Dalton, who is both a nerd and loves the Charlotte Hornets. Which one of those two things are you more excited to talk about today?
Today, the Hornets. We got a while to wait for the football game.
We'll hit on all that in just a bit. The honeymoon period is now over for the new-look Carolina Panthers staff, namely the front office led by Dan Morgan. Don't look now, but next week is when you can start applying franchise tags to guys across the league. And the first real test for the new-look front office is figuring out how you're going to bring back the top five defense that's already on this roster. So there is good news and bad news here. The good news is that really is on the roster. You were a top five defense under Ojiro Evero last year, and Ojiro Evero didn't get a head coaching job. You blocked interviews of him going other places. He's coming back. That's great for Dave Canales and company. The bad news is, the three most important pieces on that defense, you need to work something out with this offseason. Brian Burns and Frankie Louvu, they are the only two free agents that Carolina needs to sign. WD, Carolina has 21 free agents from this past team. 21. Only two do they need to sign, and it's Frankie and Brian Burns. Then there's a drop-off. The next best free agent after those two, Jeremy Chinn or DJ Chark or Amir Smith-Marset. There really is a significant drop-off. Many of the key players Carolina needs, all their key guys from last season, guys you would consider to be key guys, they are under contract. That's more good news. But you need to work something out with these two who are looking for paydays. Burns specifically. He's worth somewhere between $25 to $29 million. He's probably asking for 30 with Nick Bosa resetting the market at around $34 million. But if you give him somewhere between $25 to $29 million, you're going to make him a top five edge rusher in terms of salary. He did not play like a top five edge rusher last year, but it was a tough situation for him, feeling like he should have been paid and he wasn't, and he wasn't happy about it. It was a bad situation all around, and he was being double teamed for most of last year. Some are suggesting they should trade Brian Burns. For what? You already turned down last year two first round draft picks and some. So you're going to be accepting so much less than that. I don't even know if you can get a first back for him at this point. If you do, it's not going to be a high first round draft pick. And whoever you take probably will not be remotely as good as Brian Burns is. He plays a premium position. Those are the types of guys that you trade first round draft picks for. You hope that you spend first round draft picks on. It's not a guy that you ever hope to trade. And he's still 25 years old. So I don't move off of him. I'm not all that concerned that Carolina does not have their first round pick. You figure out a way to sign Brian Burns long term. And if you can only get one of the two signed, then you can use the franchise tag on the other to ensure you keep both Burns and Louvu on the roster. The reason I say the top three guys you need to work something out with, it's time to extend Derrick Brown. You know, our buddy with the great lovable laugh from the Pro Bowl games a few weeks ago, the big record-setting defensive tackle, the best player on the Panthers defense. You don't want to step into the same situation you just did with Burns with Brown, do you? Probably not. So, fresh off the Pro Bowl games and having a big year, you sign him as well. And again, this isn't me playing with fake money or anything like that or being unrealistic with the cap. Carolina only has two free agents that they need to sign. They have a decent amount of salary cap space as was. And isn't this the whole reason the Panthers brought in the salary cap guru slash nerd and Brant Tillis from Kansas City to manipulate the cap to create more room? If not, why else is he here? He's the one that did creative stuff with Chris Jones and with Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City to create space. So hopefully he can manipulate things in a way that everybody can be happy and you can bring back this top-notch defense over the next few weeks until the start of the new league year in the middle of March. A big test already in front of the Carolina Panthers, and it centers on maintaining, not adding to, maintaining this top five defense and finding the dogs that Dan Morgan talked about in his press conference just a few weeks ago.
We need to find those leaders, those competitors, as Jay Stu would say, those dogs. Like, we need some dogs. Like, we got to get some guys that are passionate about football and love football. They want to come out every day and compete on the practice field, in the weight room. We need competitors. We got to bring that back here. We got to bring that back here to Bank of America Stadium to where people get excited about coming to see our team.
It's not just finding dogs. It's signing dogs and keeping them around. When I hear him describing those types of players, I think of Derrick Brown. I think of Brian Burns, and I think of Frankie Louvu. Figure it out. Because if they don't, it's not going to be the greatest start for this new front office. On X, at WSGS Radio, if you want in. It's where we're streaming video in addition to YouTube and Twitch. Will Dalton, the executive producer of this show. WD, tomorrow, we're going to be out at the couch. Not on the couch.
It's live action, Tracy.
At the couch. Wake baseball starts tomorrow. College baseball starts tomorrow.
I mean, it feels like it should. It feels
NBA
like spring.
All-Stars this weekend.
Yep.
You've got, what else do we have? Daytona.
500.
So much is going on. I think people knew that. I don't think you needed to add 500 there at the end. I think people
500?
Kind of, oh, that's right. BDOT, the six man Tar Heel basketball. He's going to be with us today, too. Maybe we'll talk about the Daytona 500.
Yeah.
When he drops by. Since this show went on the air in summer 2018, there have been very few moments of real optimism for WD's beloved Charlotte Hornets. No playoff appearances during that time. So, really, how long is the list? Like, moments where you truly felt optimism. LaMelo, drafting him.
That.
Him being pretty good, and before this year, what?
I felt good about either the possibility of maybe getting Wimby in the draft, but then when they ended up getting Brandon Miller with the two pick. But I felt
people
good
didn't
about
love that initially.
I did.
Not as much as you lamented how close you were to getting number one.
Well, what's Wimby? I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm cool with Brandon Miller,
okay,
too.
Okay, we understand that. Yeah. Not a lot of moments of optimism.
No, that's the point.
Right. I can't think of many other things. They hired a coach, and then that coach said, I'm good. And thus they had to bring back Steve Clifford. And yeah, not a lot of great. They won the trade deadline exactly a week ago. And there's real optimism for Charlotte in a way that feels different than what we've seen. EC in the house. Feels different than what we've seen the last 5-6 years. Like, they were the most active team on the deadline. Adding Grant Williams, Seth Curry, a number one pick, moving off of PJ Washington and Gordon Hayward, adding more assets. And with this new roster, Charlotte is 3-0 and won last night by 23 against the Atlanta Hawks. And pretty clearly, Charlotte got it right with Brandon Miller. It was between Brandon Miller and Scoot Henderson, and Charlotte got it right. And Brandon Miller had 26 more last night. He is tied for second in rookie scoring in the NBA currently, behind Victor Wembanyama. That's competent. And the ceiling feels higher than usual from what we've seen in recent memory, because we don't know what the possibilities are with the new ownership. We kind of learned after a while what it was going to be and what it wasn't going to be under Michael Jordan, but will these guys be willing to spend into the tax? We'll find out. They're looking for a new head of basketball operations. We learned earlier this week with Mitch Kupchak shifting into an advisory role in the organization. Has this job been more attractive than it is right now when you have this team performing the way that it is right now without LaMelo Ball even being back? So LaMelo being back in the mix, you're going to have a top five pick in all likelihood next year. Brandon Miller is a budding star. And you have new ownership? That's a lot of checks, a lot of positive with Charlotte that you generally just haven't seen in what you could argue to be the worst run NBA franchise for decades on end, maybe until now. The sixth man of Tar Heel basketball, B-Dot's now here. We've got grammar school to do in a bit. Wake baseball, number one team in the country. We have a pair of tickets to give away for Saturday's game as they open their season tomorrow. We'll be doing our show from the couch tomorrow afternoon. And when I say the couch, B-Dot, I mean the stadium is called David F. Couch Stadium. I'm not talking about where you're probably at right now, the couch.
Yeah, that's probably where I'm going to be all season long when we're talking about Wake Forest baseball.
Right? You're not a baseball guy, it doesn't sound like.
No, I don't give a damn about it. Although I do hope that the Tar Heels do extremely well. I'm all things Tar Heels when it comes to, you know, PWI sports. So let's get it going, Tar Heels.
Do you want to talk about your Tar Heels right now, or do you want to talk about your wife's Kansas City Chiefs?
Doesn't matter. Both of them are, you know, in some dark times right now. You dig what I'm saying? Lost the last three out of five of Carolina basketball. I'm not really worried about it. You know, these are the trolls of ACC basketball play. I think I heard a stat earlier where top 10 teams are 33 and 34 this season. So that's just the kind of season we're having. Now, as a Carolina fan, as I'm comparing this season to last season, I'm still happy. This season is still
we need more people thinking like you do there, because the part that frustrates me, it's the Carolina fans that, again, other teams aren't allowed to do good things or exist. So Syracuse shoots 63%. This is not the WAC. You're not Gonzaga winning every single one of your games. Other teams are good. You're going to lose on the road sometimes, especially if another team shoots 63%. So, well, Josh, people will freak out that way.
When you beat a team by damn near 40 points,
yeah,
you don't expect to come back and lose to that team. You dig what I'm saying?
I understand.
They got hoopers, though. Like, Syracuse has hoopers. That zone caused some confusion. You know, we have guys that just aren't finding the bottom of the net like we need right now. But, again, I'm not concerned, man. I'm really not.
I'm glad, because I'm not either. Tomorrow or Saturday, it'll be Virginia Tech at North Carolina, 2 o'clock.
Welcome home, T-Nick.
Oh, boy.
Welcome home, T-Nick.
How's that going to go?
It's going to go cool, man. I hope you light us up for 20, if I'm being completely honest. Like, I really am a T-Nick fan. I love his family. Like, I can't help but be a fan of him. They also got Jaden Young, who's like a little brother to me. I hope he come and maybe give 10 points off the bench. But, of course, just one loss in the Smith Center this year. I think that the fans will get the guys back on track in their winning ways, and I definitely think we get a dub against VTech on Saturday.
Let's just go into grammar school. Let's do it.
Josh Graham has his own way of speaking. And just when you think it can't get any worse, rah, 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 Josh is going to attempt to learn B-Dot's vernacular.
I'm
going to
put one in the air.
It's time for B-Dot's Grammar School.
Nobody better than B-Dot. Pre-game, during game, post-game.
Brought to you by Heritage Hardwood Floors. When it comes to flooring, they have no ceiling.
Doggone right they don't. When it comes to floors, they have no ceiling. Heritage Hardwood Floors!
I got a caucastic question that I've been wanting to ask you all week.
Let's do it.
So excited for this. It's really a gotcha. It's a test. Beyonce released two country songs this week. Can you name any of them? Have you listened to any of them?
Yes, I actually have listened to one of them. The one that goes going down, 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 that joint. Like, it's like, I really like that joint. It's a bop, no cap. I can't think of the name of it right now. What is the name of that crap? Texas Hold'em.
That's right. Give him a bell. Give him a bell. I knew my man listened to the new Beyonce. I knew he listened to the new Beyonce. Why is this a caucastic question? None of your business. The other one's called 16 Carriages.
16 whose?
Carriages.
Yeah, now, yeah, I haven't heard that. I did see the title for that, but I don't. See, they actually are playing the Texas Hold'em on urban stations, Josh, because it's Beyonce. So she's going to get that crossover. But I'm hearing the country stations aren't really liking the Beyonce record, Josh Graham.
There are some that don't, but that happens with music. Do you like the country?
I feel like they're giving Beyonce the Taylor Swift swag surf treatment.
That's a good analogy.
Pretty good at those.
Very good.
What do you have? Right, oh, by the way, 336-777-1600. If somebody helps, just for the attempt, I got a pair of tickets to see Wake baseball on Saturday against Illinois. You get to see, for the first time, the number one pitcher transfer in the country, Tennessee's Chase Burns, making his debut Saturday.
Ooh. All right. First question, Josh Graham. Who's Jody?
Like Jodie Foster? Like watching True Detective season 4? Night Country?
Just Jody. J-O-D-Y. Just Jody. Jody doesn't have a last name. It's just Jody.
So it's J-O-D-Y.
Correct.
This isn't short for Jodeci, is it?
Absolutely not.
Just checking.
There's not one person that calls Jodeci Jody for short. Not one.
I know. I'm just asking these questions.
Yeah, so don't you ever do it, okay?
I won't.
Okay.
Just I won't.
Sure you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you been watching True Detective? That seems like something you would like.
No, actually, I've been locked in on this Troy, The Fall of a City. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
It was so good. I heard the Helen of Troy story, but I didn't realize how many people died and how long that war went on for one set of buns.
It's a great set of buns, man.
Clearly.
Let me see. Jody. Jody. WD looks like he knows.
Maybe.
Does WD know?
Is it it's a version of Mr. Steelio Girl, right?
I have no idea how those things are connected.
It's a version of it.
Well, give me a version.
So the definition I've seen of this is a military man who gets with another military man's girl, essentially.
Oh.
I don't know if that's this Jody, but I have seen that as a
Jody. So Jody's not a good thing. You don't want to be a Jody.
He's a Mr. Steal Your Girl.
So a Jody's a him.
Yeah.
Okay. I have nothing better to go with.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go with that?
Yeah.
Do me a favor, WD. Go to Urban. Do you have Urban Dictionary on your phone? Probably not. Never mind.
I can look it up, though.
Hey! WD's going on speed dial right here. Speaking of speed dial, why aren't you answering all these phone calls
when
people are trying to help?
All right, so Jody, it is used in the military a lot by the Marines, right? But it's not when another Marine is smashing your lady.
Yeah.
It's when you're a new recruit and they say, hey, you got a girlfriend? Yeah. Well, you know who's back home smashing her? Jody.
Oh, okay.
Back home smashing your old lady.
Jody. Yeah, you don't want Jody. Yeah, Jody's back home. Okay.
Yeah.
Understood.
All right, so I'm going to leave that. I'm not going to give you a correct or wrong on that. That's going to be my top record. I'm going to hold that in limbo right now.
Okay. Okay.
Second question. Josh, who was Flaccavelli?
Flaccavelli?
Flaccavelli.
Splack?
Yeah.
Like black.
Yeah, but Splack. Splaccavelli. Splaccavelli.
I feel like I could solve this Pan Pam situation you guys are having. That's when new Panthers coach Dave Canales won me over.
That's right.
When he dropped the stepbrothers reference during our conversation. It's pretty good. Splaccavelli.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Splaccavelli is a black musician.
Is that your final?
Yeah, it is. Clearly, I got it.
Hell no.
That'd be a fire name, wouldn't it?
Let's go to the sidelines. Tony Haynes.
First of all,
what's Gary doing at grammar school?
First of all, Splaccavelli is the exact same as Jody.
Oh.
Exact same as Jody. Splaccavelli is the dude that's taking care of your lady when you're not doing right.
This but is not great for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. That song I just sang, Splaccavelli, that's because Splaccavelli is an actual song. And the entire song is about a dude that's taking decent liberties with your lady. Yeah.
Is the third one going to be Biz Markie? Like, what is the song Just a Friend about? Is that the last thing? Is there a trend here? Yo!
I swear I was trying to think of it. I definitely wanted to have a trend. Like, is there another Jody word that we use? But I couldn't think of anything at the time. So, this is fairly easy.
Shout out to Biz.
If a woman has misplaced her bundles, what does she lose?
Her bundles.
Yeah, if she misplaced her bundles, what does she lose?
I feel like her hair ties. Like, that's what I think her bundles, like, they keep her hair together. Like the bundles.
Please. WD, I think you know I need all of this.
No. This isn't good, is it?
What's sad is bundles is hair. It's weave. Not the ties, the actual hair. When you said hair, I'm like, he knows. Then you said ties. I'm like, he's an idiot. It's hair. It's her hair. Bundles. She has bundles of hair. Bundles of hair, and she puts weave in. If she's misplaced her bundles, she's lost her hair. Josh, for the first time in maybe 2 years, 0 for 3.
0 for 2 and a half.
And nah, because I told you I was going to see where I was going to lean. Because you did so poorly on the last two, I just gave you 0 for 3, my boy. There it is.
It's been grammar school.
Yep.
Are you excited for Winston-Salem State getting a pretty big stage on Saturday? All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis. Tell the people who may not know or may have forgotten.
Hey, man, WSSU, we the standard, baby. You dig? And we'll be playing in a game versus Virginia Union, two of the CIAA's best teams, Saturday, 2 o'clock for All-Star festivities, man. And I am super excited about it. It's going to be on TNT. I think it's going to be on ESPN2. Like, it's just going to be super dope. One of my good friends, CDK, who does a lot of arena hosting, he's going to be doing the pregame on TNT. I'm excited to
see him. And this is at the Pacers Arena, like, right before they do the skills challenge.
And it sold out.
Yo!
It sold out, man. Like, I'm so happy for the Rams. I'm so happy for the Panthers of Virginia Union. And I'm just glad that they just get to display HBCU culture on a grand scale like NBA All-Star.
Are you going to have FOMO at all by not being there?
A little bit, man. I really wanted to go, but this month is so busy for me. And then at the end of the month, I got to go to Baltimore for the CIAA tournament. Next month, we're in D.C. for the ACC. I just got so much stuff that I'm doing that I wasn't able to get out there for NBA All-Star. And I got an event Saturday in Durham at the Coach K Center. No, the Emily K Center, which is Coach K's wife. It's always strange when I have to do events over there.
Coach K's daughter.
Emily. Oh, that's his daughter.
No. It's named after his mom. His mom. It's named after his mom. His wife.
Really?
His wife's Mickey.
Ah, you're right. Emily Kelly. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, it's named after his mom.
I don't familiarize myself with too much of the family.
Can you spell Krzyzewski?
N-O.
Yeah, you and I, we're going to be hanging out in D.C. That's going to be fun for a few days.
That is, man. I'm excited, man. I can't wait to see my Tar Heel guys, man. Like, behind the scenes. Haven't seen my boys in a minute, so I'm excited about that.
Make sure you support B-Dot stuff. I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
Absolutely.
I said neither. I mean either.
You're getting better, though. You're getting much better. Today, I talked about the Friendship 9 in Rock Hill, South Carolina. You can check out my Twitter feed or my X feed, or you can just check out the podcast yourself right there. But just look up Friendship 9 if you're interested.
Love you, Dot. Talk to you next week. Back.
See you soon, gang.
There he goes. Sixth man of Tar Heel basketball. B-Dot.
Your attention, please.
This is The Drive with Josh Graham.
Pretty big news from the NSMA today, the National Sports Media Association, that has its headquarters here in the Piedmont Triad. The 64th NSMA Awards Weekend and the national convention that they have for sports writers and sportscasters will not be in Winston-Salem this summer, but will instead be coming to the Gate City at the Grandover, June 30th through July the 1st. For the first time ever, the NSMA will be in Greensboro. Tickets will go on sale in just a couple of weeks, March the 1st. If you are a sports fan, this is a place that you will want to be. You get to meet the likes of Joe Buck, who is going to be inducted into the NSMA Hall of Fame at that ceremony. Ken Rosenthal will be there. Our friend Kevin Harlan, who just called the Super Bowl this past Sunday and probably has the game on Turner later on tonight in the NBA. So it'll be a fantastic event. Dave Gorin, who runs the NSMA so well, will share some of the details with us of how this came to be in about 15 minutes. But for those who don't know, this organization, it's not new. It's been around since 1959. If you go to their website at nationalsportsmedia.org and just look at the names who have won State Sportscasters and Sports Writer of the Year and national winners as well, it is just a murderer's row of the top sportscasters and sports writers who have been recognized in Salisbury and in Winston-Salem and soon to be in Greensboro too. And as we've told you, it's a nonprofit. It's something that's here, that is ours, that has real history attached to it. And it's a cool thing for our sports scene. And I love that Dave Gorin is spreading it around the triad. And it's something that you should look to support. Nationalsportsmedia.org. You can learn more about that, but a great place to have the event, the Grandover. You ever been to the Grandover?
I've driven past it on the highway many times and curious what the heck's over there. I'm very excited.
Very nice resort.
I live in Greensboro.
So yeah. So
it's coming to my turf.
That's right. I live in Winston. You live in Greensboro.
Yeah.
I remember they used to have ACC Media Days at the Grandover, and one night, Hayes Permar somehow ended up shirtless on a piano.
Oh, is that the Grandover?
Yeah. And then the next morning, Larry Fedora, who saw that on social media, came over and said, "Nice work, man." Just gave us a thumbs up. A lot of great memories at the Grandover and look to create some more in just a bit. The YMCA still welcoming members to refer their friends. And if you do, you both give $50 in Y Cash and are automatically entered to win a $500 Visa gift card. Go online to ymcanwnc.org to learn more. And we'll learn more about the NSMA and their move to Greensboro. Really big news when Dave Gorin joins us in a bit. But WD, I think I've buried the lead today.
Yes.
NCAA Football 2025 will be released this summer. There will be a full reveal of what the game looks like in May, probably at one of those, what's the name of that video game Comic-Con type thing, E3 or something?
Well, they've actually since discontinued E3.
Oh, I used to.
It used to be that, though.
When I was in high school, I used to get Game Informer, and I was just as excited about the Game Informer as I was my Sports Illustrated growing up. I used to be a video game nerd. I used to play. Halo was... I'm going to admit something on the radio. I'm going to admit something on the air that I don't think I've ever admitted before, because it's going to make
me
sound like a terrible person.
Let us have it.
But this speaks to how excited I was about, I forget if it was the first, it would have been the second Halo, Halo 2. I was so excited about Halo 2. Picked this thing up. My mom was dreading me being home the entire day, even though I was so excited about Halo 2 being there, because what I didn't know is that our cat got hit by a car and died.
You've told me this story.
I've told you this? Have I said this on air before?
I don't know. But you
She told
now.
Me that news when I got home, and I pretended to care for a minute just to get to the Halo 2.
I mean, listen,
Which is terrible, because I love animals, and that was a pet. But this should speak to how excited I was about Halo 2, not how much I... probably should have cared more about my cat.
Listen, I get it.
If it was Willow the dog, that'd be different. Yeah.
I mean, listen, you were young, and
Willow the dog
it.
Would never do that, first off.
What?
Get in front of a car? What do you
do? I was going to say, what, die?
Let's not, please.
Let's not go there. We got a long
Where's
way
Gary
to go.
Hot at?
Where is it, Gary?
I've never wanted to hear
Let's
his
go
voice.
To the sidelines. Tony Haynes.
Oh, God.
Went to a really dark place. So, I love video games. It's been 11 years since the last NCAA football game. The last one came out while I was at the end of my college years, and I was in a college apartment, had an apartment, and my roommates and I, we had like on the wall, we had like a running standings for our NCAA video game. Like, that was the game. Madden's fine, but there's something about being in college.
Yeah.
Playing the college video game, like being ECU and doing all that. I haven't had a game console since college. Am I going to buy one now? No.
Oh, come on. Bring it back.
No chance.
Bring it back. Sir Bradford, get him a console for Christmas.
She's the one that would...
I want him to play with me.
She would hate that. Would hate that.
Go on.
And I don't think I would like it very much. But... establish your house rules now. Did you have any when you played this game? Like
any what?
Any house rules when it came to NCAA football?
No, I didn't have any rules for it.
We did. Like when we played each other, it'd be three randoms and a suicide.
Oh yeah, yeah. We had that for Madden.
If you didn't like the three randoms, then you could just have whatever it gives you.
Yep, you got to go with it though.
Yep, those are your options.
Oh, yeah.
We have that, and there were teams that it would be an intense eye roll if you chose in the NCAA game. There were three. Alabama, I think that's when they had Richardson. Florida State with Jameis, and might have been E.J. Manuel, and Oregon.
Or I was about to say, Oregon's got to be on that list.
LaMichael James,
that
Dennis
was in their
Dixon.
Day.
Yeah, that people would look at you sideways if you chose one of those teams. Who are those teams now? Is it just as simple as Georgia because Alabama now no longer has Saban?
I feel like it would be Georgia.
Because their quarterback is really good. Georgia feels like the team. Maybe Texas, but then everybody would play with Arch Manning.
Is it going to be Colorado?
Whoa. Shador's back?
I mean, as far as I know, I don't think
I didn't say popular teams. I'm just saying I don't think anyone's going to be mad if you choose Colorado because you'll carve up that defense like nothing. Don't play any defense in Boulder. Come on now. The new features, it'll be fun what they do for a transfer portal on Dynasty Mode. Is there a conference expansion piece? Like, if I'm East Carolina, can I not only win three national championships, but find a way to get into the ACC too? By tricking Jim Phillips somehow? By swindling him?
Have a great day and go ACC.
I don't know. Is that going to be featured in NCAA 25? We'll figure it out.
Excited.
The Drive with Josh Graham, only on WSJS.
Big news this morning, the National Sports Media Association going to be holding the awards weekend and national convention that we look forward to each and every summer in Greensboro at the Grand Over, June 30th through July the 1st. We're now being joined by the executive director of the NSMA, Dave Gorin. Dave, you are somebody who loves history almost as much as I do, maybe more than I do. I don't know. I'd say that as a compliment if you do. For those who don't know the history of this event, how big of a deal is it that this weekend that goes back a long way is going to be coming to Greensboro for the first time?
Well, I think it's you know, my opinion, and I'm obviously biased, it's a big deal to whichever locale hosts it, because you have a couple hundred elite sports media from all over the country coming to your town for 2 or 3 days. And it's an overwhelmingly positive weekend because we're honoring people and we're holding educational seminars so people can get a little continuing education. And we have a lot of opportunity for networking, which is great for the students and young professionals who come. And so why wouldn't you want it in your town, right? And, you know, when we first moved it from Salisbury, where it had started after 57 years to Winston-Salem in 2017, my vision was, let's get a foothold here in Winston-Salem, but let's make sure we expand it triad-wide. So this is a step in that direction.
How much more golf will be at the NSMA this year than the last few?
I would guess some. Probably not, well, at least this first year, maybe not as much as when we had the tournament when it was in Salisbury. We did that on one of the days, and that was kind of, you know, it was a case of a conflict. You know, we want our winners who are here to be the presenters for those educational seminars for the younger demographic. But if they're out playing golf all day, then we don't have access to them. So, you know, this year, because we're doing a 2-day weekend, a Sunday, Monday, I'm hoping maybe if we do a tournament, we can do that on Saturday and people just come in a day early to play golf. Or they come in early and play golf on their own.
Learn more about it, nationalsportsmedia.org. And tickets go on sale for the event March the 1st. Support it. It's local to the Triad. We've been telling you about this for a while, and we look forward to doing our show from there as we've done for every year since I've been here, and this is year 6 that we've been here. So, very exciting. What was the reception like when you alerted Joe Buck and Andrea Kramer and some of the others that they were in the Hall of Fame this year?
Almost everyone has the same reaction. They're surprised. Because I think maybe the first thought you get is, gosh, I can't be that old, can I? Because you have to have some experience and some history, as you just alluded to, in this industry. And you know, everybody's really excited. And you know, even Jason Stark, you know, are you sure you didn't make a mistake? I get those reactions. But they're all excited. I expect to have all three of them here, plus our two national winners who have been before, and Kevin Harlan and Jeff Passan.
A lot of baseball talk. See, with my Orioles being good, it's good to have all these baseball people come into town. Someone I can bug for those few days.
Let's hope I'll take a step back this year.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hope not. There was some news today that has me a little concerned, but we'll stay away from that. Dave Gorin's with us here, executive director of the NSMA. How much work do I need to do to catch Mike Solarte and Eric Collins, who were the co-North Carolina sportscasters of the year? We were nominated for the first time this year as a finalist. How much work? Because I did look at the ages of everybody on that thing, and I was the youngest, so I feel like I got a long mountain to climb.
Well, you know, North Carolina has the most members because we're located here, and you know, gives me I have the advantage of knowing people and seeing them face to face to twist their arm to join as members. You know, you don't have to be a member to win our awards; you have to be a member to vote for them, as you know, Josh, and. You know, we increased our number of finalists a couple years ago, and it's amazing how close the voting is. I'll say that much.
So
the mountain may not be as tall as you think it is.
I just need to know.
If you aren't sabotaged by WD there down in the lower right corner of my screen.
Sabotage is where I want to go. Like, I mean, I probably could do this off air, but like, How corrupt is Dave Gorin? Like, what do I need to do to rig this in my favor? Like, what, a 20? A fiver?
That is all I'll say. Good luck.
All right. We'll try to figure that one out. Oh, let me ask you this on the way out, since I'm thinking about it. We're going to be doing our show from Wake Baseball tomorrow at the couch, and we're excited for that. Steve Forbes, he'll be with us next Monday. He was unable to do this Monday because they kind of had a basketball game at Cameron, but it's been a great season for the Deeks. What makes you more excited as somebody who's a professor at Wake and calls games for Wake, what the baseball team has in front of them this year or the basketball program?
It's hard to say that I'm more excited for one over the other. As you and I have talked, you know, I have a lot of athletes in my class, and I've had athletes from the basketball team in my class and from the baseball team. So this year's basketball team, Andrew Carr, Damari Monsanto have both been students. I had Jawa Tuka, who's out for the year again this year. I had him in class this past fall. And then I had, I bet there probably aren't too many professors in the country who could say they had two top 10 draft picks in their class. In any one semester, I had Wake pitcher Josh Hartle and first baseman Nick Kurtz in my class this past fall. The common denominator is they're all great kids. And so it's hard not to root for them if I'm at a game. And I'm going to try to maybe play a little hooky, get out a little bit early tomorrow so I can be there for that first baseball game tomorrow.
Have we appeared as an example of how to do something in the class or how not to do something in Dave Gorin's class?
Have you? Well, you appeared in person one year.
That's true. I think it was the first year I was here.
I'm trying to think if I've used you as an example other than the year you came in. Probably use some of the things that you do well in general.
Okay.
Like being a good interviewer, such as, you know, getting people to share things about themselves that you don't know as a listener or viewer. It's the same advice you give to anyone who is a journalist is tell me a story where I learn something, especially if I learn something that's really interesting, because then I'll remember it. And hopefully we'll remember the person who wrote or told that story or did the story on radio or TV.
Again, for folks in Greensboro, but really across the triad, the NSMA Awards weekend's coming to the Grandover in Greensboro. Tickets go on sale March the 1st, nationalsportsmedia.org. It's a nonprofit. I keep reminding people of that. Support something like this in the triad. Keep it here and having it thrive is something that we have that's special to our area and has a lot of history attached to it. who would you say your target demographic is for the awards weekend?
As far as selling tickets, would anybody who's interested in sports / consuming games on any of the media, because you know who the people are, and you don't always get to you see them on your screen, or you hear them on your radio, or your car radio, or your phone, and you read them online or in a newspaper, if God forbid you still have the print newspaper, or God bless you, I should say, if you still have the print newspaper.
There you go.
You don't get to see these people in person. As I said, I expect, if not all five of our Hall of Famers and National winners to show up, at least four of those five to be here. Typically, of our 100-plus state winners, we will get somewhere between 50 and 70 of them. And, you know, for me, it's cool because, yeah, I get to meet the Costases and Vitals and Joe Bucks of the world, but I've become lifelong friends with, you know, State Sportscaster of the Year from Arizona, State Sports Writer of the Year from Idaho. You know, a couple of years ago, we had our first, in my 15-year tenure, first winner from the state of Hawaii actually came all the way to the triad for the awards weekend. So how cool is that, right?
It's really cool. Dave Gorin.
And everybody has great stories.
It is my favorite weekend of the year. I tell people, and Charles Barkley appreciated it, that I pushed back my honeymoon a week just to be able to attend it. So
How old were you the first year you came to Salisbury?
First time I was 21. I was 21 the first time I went, and I sat down at a table in Salisbury at the hotel bar. It was on a Sunday, and the NBA Finals, game one or game two, no, it was game one, was tipping off. I sit down, and somebody sits down next to me, asks if it's okay he can sit, and it turns out it's Bob Ryan. And then Frank Isola sits down with him, and Ann Killian from the San Francisco Chronicle, and all of a sudden, I've been friends with Bob for the last close to 10 years now, and those are the types of relationships you could build at events like this. So, 21. Dave Gorin, I hope to see you out at the couch tomorrow. Thanks so much for doing this, and best of luck with the move of the awards weekend to the Gate City.
Thank you very much. I appreciate all your support, and you and WD, just keep up the good work there, because anytime I'm in the car during showtime, bam! Right to you guys.
Bam.
Right to the garage.
There it is. He's on Twitter at Dave_Gorin too as well. He's the best.
You're on the drive with Josh Graham, WSJS.
Cough button didn't work there. Friday. June 14th, Dave Matthews Band will be coming to Raleigh. If you would like to go to that show, we have a couple of pairs of tickets that we're giving away now. 336-777-1600. All you have to do is call in and tell us something good, because it's time for Weekly Positivity. Oh, yeah. You're waiting for a train that'll take you far away. Weekly Positivity, brought to you by Biscuit King. WD loves Biscuit King. More specifically, the Conormous Biscuit. Four locations in Lexington and High Point. Biscuits, pancakes, omelets. Hi, Will.
Hi, Josh.
I'm excited to hear some of the good things that are going on with people.
Yeah.
Let's start with Andrew, who's in Greensboro. Hi, Andrew.
How y'all doing?
Let me think for a second. I think I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Tell me something good.
Well, the best thing that's happened all week is that the Chiefs shut all the Taylor and Travis haters up and won that Super Bowl.
Can I tell you
I'm
something?
Still riding high off of that.
So you're a Chiefs fan?
Absolutely.
See, I'll tell you something that's been annoying to me. It's been annoying. For the last 24 hours, out to eat for lunch, this morning while grabbing coffee, I've had the conspiracy folks come up to me and say, all those holding calls haven't been called. Look at all these holding calls that haven't. And I just don't have any interest in it. I don't. And it's not because it's the Chiefs. It's just in general. Like, if you're the person who's telling me, hey, they need to call more holds in a football game, I just don't know if that's a conversation I really am interested in having. How about you, Andrew?
No, I agree. I think they all need to go back into the little cellars and holes that they came from and realize that that's just ridiculous.
Hey, let's be nicer than that, though. They can still be outside the hole and, you know, do all those things. But I'm glad your Chiefs won. I hope you're having a great day. That's Andrew in Greensboro. What are you smiling about, WD?
Cellars. They're in their cellars.
The Orioles aren't cellars this year.
No, they're not.
I've got a Tootsie Roll.
Shout
out to Anita. Just gave me a Tootsie Roll.
Wow.
Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll. Tell me something good with you while I enjoy this Tootsie Roll.
You do that. Yesterday was Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And I opened my Valentine's Day gift from my mom this morning that she gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows me very well. So she actually found me a Life magazine that was a special edition dedicated to my favorite Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life. And it's really cool.
What year?
It's this year, but it's a special edition that came out based on that movie. And they say it's the number one Christmas movie of all time, and I agree.
Wow. Let's go to Jim in Advance. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Tell me something good with you.
All righty. Well, yesterday was Valentine's, so I cooked a good old steak dinner. We had steak and shrimp and mixed vegetables. I cooked them all on the grill for the missus. We had a great time.
Okay. Give me the details in terms of how we cooked the steak, like how well, and are we talking like cast iron skillet? Is that what we're doing here?
No. It was on the grill. I grilled them at medium.
Good.
And they were tasty.
Wow.
And then I cooked the vegetables and the shrimp on the Blackstone.
Wow. Shrimp? See, yeah. I don't think I've ever done, other than going to get like shrimp and turf somewhere, but steak and shrimp at like one of those types of restaurants. I don't think I've ever at my house cooked shrimp with steak. It's always potatoes that I do, but maybe I need to mix it up sometime. What do you think? Did you just drop Jim?
Oh, he's calling back.
Oh, I thought you just... Sorry, Jim. Sometimes that can happen during weekly positivity, but since this is a positive segment, hopefully you will forgive us, Jim. So you think I should mix in shrimp rather than potatoes one of these times with steak?
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, you know, just grill them on the grill there.
Okay.
Put a little lemon pepper on there and just grill them.
Love it. Thank you so much, Jim.
Bubba Gump shrimp.
I'll tell you something good with me. I'm a huge fan of comedy. And there are so many great comedians right now up and coming. Like, in Winston, had a chance to watch Bert Kreischer. Theo John was here. We're a few months away from Bill Burr playing the Joel. Love comedians. I've been on a Taylor Tomlinson kick lately. She just got the Late Late Show after Stephen Colbert on CBS. Her stand-up specials are just out of this world great. She has a new one that dropped this week. Shane Gillis, hosting SNL after he was fired by SNL a day after being hired a few years ago.
Yeah, we like
that's going to be great. Very Norm-like. That monologue's probably going to end up being not this weekend, but next. So as a stand-up comedy fan, it's a good time. Let's go to Mountaineer John. We'll get one more in here. Mountaineer John, tell me something good.
Well, I will tell you two things good.
Thank you.
One is a comedian named Kyle Kinane.
Outstanding, Kyle Kinane.
Yes.
He's good.
Good.
Very hilarious.
Yes.
The second is I had a Sports Illustrated subscription from the time I was a kid all the way up until I went to college.
Yeah.
And I actually found something I've been meaning to bring to you, which is a Sports Illustrated with all three Ripken generations on the cover of it, all wearing Orioles uniforms.
Billy, Cal, and Cal Sr. I would love that so much. And we would display it in our studio here. We'll do that. We would do that. That'd be fantastic. That'd be fantastic.
Well, as soon as I can get by there one day, I'll drop it off for you.
Aw, you're the best. You've been such a great supporter of ours since day one, and it's appreciated, Mountaineer John. Thank you.
Well, have a good day.
Same to you. Wow. That was
good.
I guess that's been Weekly Positivity. Oh.
Wow.
It is the best segment we do each week, or at least the most entertaining segment that we do each week. But if you have never watched or listened to this show before, and this is the first segment you got, welcome.